You're listening to SBS News.
As world leaders engage at the United Nations General Assembly, the inequity of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution continues to come into sharper focus. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called out vaccine inequity early in the Assembly, and since then, other African leaders have added their voices. Emmerson Mnangagwa is President of Zimbabwe.
The hoarding and inequitable distribution, with the resultant uneven vaccination patterns across the globe, is not acceptable. Vaccine nationalism is self-defeating and contrary to the mantra that no one is safe until everyone is safe.
João Lourenço is Angola's president.
It is shocking to see the disparity between some nations and others with respect to the availability of vaccines. These disparities allow for third doses to be given in some cases, while in other cases, as in Africa, the vast majority of the population hasn't even received the first dose.
Samia Suluhu Hassan, President of the United Republic of Tanzania.
The level of vaccine inequity that we see is appalling. It is truly disheartening to see that whilst most of our countries have inoculated less than 2% of our populace and thus seek more vaccines for our people, other countries are about to roll out the third dose, calling it booster vaccine. We tend to forget that nobody is safe until everyone is safe.
The World Health Organization has set a target to vaccinate 40% of the population of every country by the end of this year, and 70% by the middle of next year. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has thanked the United States for committing to donate an additional 500 million vaccine doses to poorer countries. But he's calling for more.
The pandemic is a powerful demonstration that we can only face multilateral problems with multilateral solutions. That includes the global vaccines crisis. We call on the countries and companies that control the global supply of vaccines to swap their near-term vaccine deliveries with COVAX and Abbott, to fulfill their dose-sharing pledges immediately, and to facilitate the immediate sharing of technology, know-how, and intellectual property.
While fully vaccinating African countries seems out of reach right now, Portugal is days away from a vaccine milestone, inoculating 85% of the population. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa.
Passamos por isso a uma fase onde desaparecendo.
We will now enter a period whereby, doing away with most of the legally imposed requirements, we will enter a period that lies essentially on the personal responsibility of each one of us. We shall not forget the pandemic is not over. It may be considered under control after we have 85% of the population vaccinated, but the risk is still there.
The country will scrap many of its remaining COVID-19 restrictions after becoming the world leader in the vaccination rollout. That includes allowing full occupancy in restaurants and cultural venues from October the 1st. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.